Fashion.
Gussied
turn
up.
To the left.
Fashion. Gussied
turn
up.
To the right.
Gussied
fashion.
Up.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
P Noir, what's up?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. I was thinking about your handwriting again recently. It's impressive spacing, its clarity, its function, its form. Really is something else.
Really? I don't know. It just looks normal.
Beautiful use of both upper and lowercase letters. It's proper handwriting right there. In the future, when it all goes to shit and then we have the Armageddon and then once the final beings dig around and find stuff, they'll be able to read your handwriting. They'll know what was going on. Yeah. Know, and what will they be? What will they be reading about today?
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun.
Today I'm talking about because we talked about the psychology of makeup and stuff last week.
Sure did.
So I mean, fundamentally, people just want to look younger and prettier, don't they?
Well, it's just smoother and less pox-ridden.
Yeah. So I thought I'd look into the thing behind the elixir of youth, and just about how once upon a time people thought that longevity and the goal of life was to actually find immortality and stuff like that.
Oh yes.
So in China, people started powdering things up like jade and cinnabar or hematite and drinking it. Thinking
some of those toxic.
Also gold.
Yeah.
That was found kind of like around the end of the 3rd century BC, but later it moved on to mercury, arsenic, and sulfur.
A little bit of arsenic that does you the world good.
A little bit of arsenic.
You'll find a little bit of arsenic in quite a few things in the old peach pit. The stone of the peach.
I thought you meant the restaurant.
Yeah. I meant the imaginary restaurant on 90210?
No, there's one on K Road called Peach Pit.
Well, it might be arsenic in there as well. I don't know. I couldn't say.
No, not at all.
Definitely
not. I frequent that place.
Is it like the one on 90210?
No.
Good.
No, it's way cooler. There's even like a book called 24 Histories that lists the numerous emperors, nobles and officials who died from the elixirs that were poisonous.
Go back to gold, I mean, I've had that cinnamon schnapps with gold in it.
I love this though, because what's the word I'm looking for? Chemists out there, you corrected
alchemy.
Me.
Alchemy.
You corrected me the last time I used a big word and got it wrong. But gold is the term inert, so it really can't react with anything in your body. Therefore, it does absolutely zip other than just pass through.
I know, but that's quite cool.
Okay. How much do you want to pay for the privilege?
For a golden flecked stool.
India was much the same. They've worked out whether India learnt from China or vice versa, but India was kind of like more concerned with medicinal properties of ingesting these like poisonous substances.
People are hungry for medicine.
Is it a little
and for
bit
knowledge,
like a vaccine?
Know?
Does a tiny, tiny little bit make your body really kick into gear and you go, oh shit, that was great. I better have more. Oops.
I guess like having a shot of petroleum would probably kill a few things.
Yeah.
Kill a few bugs. Maybe a cold might kill a cold, but you know.
I don't know, because sometimes I think people, it's almost like a psychoactive kind of thing where if you believe that something's going to make you feel better.
Totally.
Until it poisons you, it does, you know.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
Or else people might be going, oh, I've got to go through this pain because I'm going to be immortal.
It's working.
Yeah, like when a vampire dies, you know, their old body dies. And
oh, well.
So kind of all these things are kind of internal.
Like when a vampire dies. Okay.
Or a human like dies and turns into a vampire.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. That's apparently quite a thrill. Apparently very sexually active, the vampires.
Boy, got nothing else.
Not
to
quite
do.
Sure who else, who with, to be honest. But if True Blood suggested that all the that if you're a if you're
you had
a,
some V,
if you had some V, yeah.
So as I was saying, all those things are kind of internal. So I thought I'd look at what people used to bathe in.
I was going to say the next obvious thing is what people used to bathe in. Milk, yeah. I believe they used to bathe in milk and beer.
Cleopatra bathed in donkey milk. She needed 700 donkeys
donkey milk.
For one bath.
What?
Otherwise known as ass milk.
Yeah.
I won't, but yep.
Like Pliny wrote, generally believed that ass milk gets rid of wrinkles in the face, renders the skin more delicate and preserves its whiteness.
700 for one bath. Do they
yeah,
only,
apparently.
Do they only give out like a dribble?
They must have, yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, that's a bit weird.
Definitely milk.
Yep.
Shush.
So, apparently Napoleon's sister was one to kind of like wash your face in milk and stuff like that.
Napoleon's sister?
Yeah.
Oh, that legendary... I didn't even know he had a sister. I know they had a, he had a urinary problem. He said when he used to go to battle, he used to stand there and have to, he wanted to go to the toilet and he had to just everyone have to wait. Well, he'd stood there for like 20 minutes waiting for it all to
probably stage fright the other day. If everyone's standing there waiting.
Well,
for
not if Napoleon. No, apparently he had issues passing water. Just saying. Yeah, we read that. Incontinence.com or something.
Incidentally, I read that Vivian Westwood only bathes once a week.
And do you know that people used to bathe very rarely? Louis XIV bathed twice in his whole life.
Yeah.
Ooh, yuck! Can you believe
but
it?
That's what we think. But, like, we bathe all the time because, you know, it's like this was recorded. Next to godliness,
but
you know.
They, but now, and there's some ridiculous figure that in Paris, in France, in 1960, there was only one in three homes had a shower or bath.
Mm. Well, I don't know how good it is to have your skin consistently wet.
Pretty good, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do every day as well. Yeah. I mean,
we're spoiled, aren't we? We're spoiled. Yeah.
So what was their water like?
Pungent.
Mm.
Yeah, they just throw it out in the street.
Probably
remember?
Just have to wait till your body gets to the point where it's more gross than the water of the
time. I don't
time.
Know if you...
Just imagine the smell of
walking around. What is the longest you've never showered, you've never washed for?
Mm.
Come on, people. And be honest. Live a little. What about that crazy time, that time...
I've been on a film shoot where I wasn't allowed for over a week.
You weren't allowed to?
Yeah.
What, because people would smell it through the film?
No, it was on a mountain. There were no facilities.
No facilities. Well, it's a pretty full-on shoot.
Mm.
But you, Penny, you're quite quiet.
But it was cold, so nobody's sweating.
I'm trying to think. I don't think... I'm like more of a city person. I don't even go camping, so...
I think maybe I've done a week, but that was like when I was swimming in the ocean every day.
Yeah.
That doesn't count, I don't think.
No, because you're still getting wet.
Getting wet, getting clean, rinsing it off,
yep.
Smelling pretty grunty, but still, I mean, you know, it's not, imagine twice, people used to, it was so rare for people to have a bath, you know?
Well, at Versailles, they used to, like, wash out, they'd live in one wing, and then they'd move to the other wing and wash it all out, like, hose it all out, because people just used to do whatever anywhere.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it was so massive they could do that.
It's great miniseries, that, too.
Oh, my God, I've just been watching that. It's great.
That's so anyway. Good, isn't yeah. it? Oh, my God, Penny. Oh!
Anyway, one of the kind of craziest ones is Countess Bathory, Elizabeth Bathory, who is a Hungarian noblewoman.
Now, I'll just stop you there and say that there's a very well-known old-school heavy metal band called Bathory, and I think you'll find out why.
Yeah.
And that's a continue on. Go
ahead. They're named after her.
Yeah.
So she was 1560 to 1614. She reputedly bathed in the blood of virgins.
Oh.
And the tally of the numbers that they say was 650.
650, that's still lower than 700 milked asses.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's also...
But that's dead virgins, isn't it? Or is it just, did they...
She tortured them and it was known, it was kind of like that she was a cannibal and she ate parts of them and
Penny.
Bled them and...
What put a fashion to this?
Well, she also like part of her kind of... fairy tale as such is like leads on to kind of Dracula because she actually ruled over like pretty much, you know, so here in Vlad the Impaler kind of lent their stories
old Vlad the Impaler
to Dracula. But when I was looking up this kind of stuff, I then I came across vampire facials, which is where, and this is apparently the Kardashians made this quite famous because we're just a fan of them, where they take out your own blood, they put it in a centrifuge and take the plasma from the blood, and it's called platelet-rich plasma, and then they re-inject it into your face with a local anaesthetic to make you look younger.
To make you look younger.
So they're taking your blood out and shoving it back in.
Is it a cosmetic thing or does it improve things on a long-term basis?
Well, apparently it's used in sports.
Well, blood doping is when cyclists use it, but that's different. Again, that's just they just basically take it out, freeze it, then rewarm it up and put it back in. So you've got more oxygen carrying blood cells in your body to to fuel your muscles, you know. It's not very, and it's pretty full on because it pushes your arteries and veins to the limit, and you know, it's people die from it.
So is it almost like they're putting too much blood back into you to try and make your heart pump faster, sort of thing?
Well, so you've got more blood to carry the oxygen around your body, so you can fuel the muscles.
So I wonder, like,
it's really uncool.
Because these facials plump your face up.
Plump it up.
Yeah, plump it up.
Plump it up.
Yeah. Maybe like that. It's kind of like maybe the same kind of thing. But, you know, I just imagine, I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking of big beetroot red-faced people after they have it done.
Apparently it's Mrs. Bathory's birthday tomorrow.
Whoa.
Same as mine, says someone. It's nice. Someone else is reminding us they're eating breakfast. A bit late for breakfast, isn't it?
I'm sure that people kind of did other things like bathe in honey.
Yeah. Do you remember?
That would be good. I mean,
showing my age, but you books from the library or like a sealed section in a women's magazine that was make all your own face masks at home, and it was one cup of oats and one cup.
Why would that
milk
be in a sealed section?
I don't know, because that's how they sold magazines those days.
Yeah, true.
Maybe it was a mask for other bits of you as well. But it will make them from your cupboard.
Yep.
And then your mum's saying, Jesus, where's all my honey gone?
Yeah, I just wanted to make some, you know, baking.
Where's my honey gone? What's wrong with your eye?
Exactly.
It's gummed shut. Yeah.
Eggs everywhere.
Eggs.
It's a binding agent.
Oh, I see. I mean, this is all, but people look more beautiful nowadays, thank goodness, because of that, I guess.
Yeah.
Bathing in honey, come on, really? As you're trying to make out in honey, see you later. See you later. Where are you? Marco Polo, I'm over here. Oh, geez. dearie me. I mean, we learn through our mistakes, though, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So, I doubt there's very many people bathing in virgin's blood nowadays, nor even in the milk of 700
asses.
Donkeys. See, even just, man, you'd have to have quite the... what do you call it?
The collective noun for donkeys?
Anyone?
Somebody texted in saying 700 donkeys is probably due to the sizes of baths in antiquity.
It's still 700 donkeys. It's still 700 donkeys. You don't think they went, well, we have to get 700 donkeys because the bath is a big. You don't think they would have gone, maybe if we make the bath a bit smaller, we'll have to milk less donkeys. I think maybe it was some sort of, there must have been some other sort of
Olympic sized swimming pool.
Yeah, with lanes and that.
Yeah.
A shallow spa for the next door. You're looking for the collective noun for donkeys there at all?
I think because they're so close to horses, I think it's still a herd.
Herd, is it?
Okay. So we should come up with a better name.
700 donkeys, a collective of donkeys should be called a name.
Apparently it can also be called a drove or a pace.
A pace.
Yeah.
A pace. So imagine back in ancient Egypt when we called a pace.
Bring me the pace of donkeys.
And the towel.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.